What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to the show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking about immigration. And New York City is soon going to have a dozen mega shelters to house over 50,000 migrants. Got to correct that, 50,000 migrants. This was announced by Mayor Eric Adams yesterday. And over 500 families with children will soon be moved into the former student housing complex at 1760 3rd Avenue between 97th and 98th Street on the Upper East Side of Manhattan's Carnegie Hill neighborhood. And so, yeah, it's just insane. They're taking them in, and it's a mess here. What can I tell you? Now, over in Chicago, which prides itself on being a sanctuary city, a newly arrived migrant has been charged with felony theft after shoplifting over $3,100 worth of merchandise from the Ralph Lauren store. Newman Castillo Delgado, a 20-year-old migrant who recently arrived in Chicago, was arrested and charged. And apparently there were other people in the shoplifting gang that ran off at Delgado got caught. And after being arrested, he was then released from police custody. You know, how do you do that? Apparently, there's another illegal alien over in Fairfax County, Virginia, is accused of attempting to kidnap a four-year-old girl after breaking into an apartment. Hiram Bacuandano Rodriguez, a 24-year-old illegal alien from Honduras, was arrested and charged and so forth and so on. All righty. So we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, yesterday I was talking to you about the bioweapons lab in Ukraine. I accidentally said Obama from New York when he was senator from New York. No, he was senator from Illinois.
Yeah, I was going to call you on that, but I figured it wasn't worth it.
Thank you. But anyway, I want people to know that do they try this, something like this, that there you can buy this little UV light that you just hold about 5 inches over everything, and it kills all the germs and viruses.
Yes, it does. And you can buy those at, like, Amazon. They have them on eBay. Obviously, the more powerful unit you get, the better it is at sterilizing. And it's only going to sterilize where the ultraviolet light actually falls. If you've got, like, a box, it's not going to kill anything that's inside the box because the light doesn't get in there. And, again, be very careful about your eyes because ultraviolet light can damage your eyes if you're exposed to it too much. So please be very, very careful. You can get special glasses that block out ultraviolet light for safety.
Cool. Well, you can't do it on people or dogs or pets.
Either. No, you can't.
No. So, but I just thought that people need to know that. And as far as this heat goes, somebody called J.R. Moore, I think, this morning or somewhere, and said that, you can just spray yourself with water. And I figured that out living at the beach. That it's just as hot there, maybe a little less hot because they had white sand to reflect the heat off of it. But people just get hot and they go out and get in water and it cools them down. Well, you could do that. You could spray water on yourself and put this little fan that you can move around all over. I used to have something.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, certainly fresh water is not going to have much benefit. In fact, water droplets provide a haven for virus particles that otherwise would come apart when exposed to the air. And because water also blocks ultraviolet light, you're not going to have the sterilizing effect of the sun. Now, if you hose yourself down with salt water, that might be a little bit more effective. I don't know. I'm going to have to do some research on that one. You know, I'm not a doctor. I played one once in a movie, but I'm not a doctor, and I'm going to have to go back and check on exactly how to do that.
To put those two things together, these are two separate things, how to cool down.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I confused you there.
And well, I was a little bit confused because you know, we went from, you know, dealing with you know, killing infections to spraying with water, and yeah, I didn't see the transition.
Sorry. Okay, I do that, but I learned some. I was studying Baltimore yesterday.
Yeah,
they actually have a position, a Senate position open there, and they don't have a candidate. Yeah, no candidate.
Wow.
I know. I mean, anybody out there want to be a senator, a Republican senator from Baltimore, go check it out. Anyway, I discovered that Nancy Pelosi, no wonder she thinks that she owes this country, that her dad, Thomas D'Alessandro, he was mayor from 1947 to 59, and her brother Thomas D'Alessandro III, he was mayor from 67 to 71, and the day that her father dedicated to Baltimore's monument Confederate General Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee, Nancy Pelosi was there with the grandkids of those people. Man, what a hypocrite she is. I'm telling you, if people think that you shouldn't vote, we would have Nancy Pelosi as president. Now, she thought she is going to get that. I think so.
Well, yeah, we really do need term limits for no other reason that we are not finding our lives being governed by people of diminished capacity. And like Joe Biden, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi. And, yeah, we need new leaders, fresh ideas, fresh blood. And I'm hoping that once we get the election system back to being honest, that we can get rid of this gerontocracy that we're all laboring under.
Maybe people have suffered enough to wake up and decide that, you know, I got a good candidate here and I'm going to help him.
Well, that would be that's a peaceful way to do it, and that's what I prefer.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Michael. I'll let you go.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go to Rich in New York. Hello, Rich. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What was it that you were talking about before about immigrants? Are they housing immigrants in schools or something now?
It's basically a student housing building in a very nice neighborhood in Manhattan. And I guess it's not being used for student housing anymore, and they're starting to put people in there. I don't know. Maybe they could house the illegal immigrants in all these vacant office buildings.
Yeah, that, and I was the one that suggested, I was talking about when there was still more people in America 5 years ago, that
yeah.
They could have been taking the immigrants and putting them in schools or whatever, and then, like, you know, like, make the schools into, like, a little camp or whatever kind of thing, and, like, you put a whole bunch of immigrants there and have the people take their kids out of school and have them homeschooled, because you could just, like, do everything from a laptop nowadays with Google and everything, and then you could have put them in there if there was, you know, not enough room or something, you know, like, as in, like, it was a little crowded, but I guess
that's only a temporary fix. The problem is we need to secure our
exactly.
borders. Trump had the right idea, and, you know, the liberals are flooding these immigrants into the country on the assumption that they're all going to vote Democratic and keep the Democrats in power in perpetuity.
All right, and you know, the community of 300, are they the GOP people? Are they the same thing for the most part?
You know, I really don't know.
And are you a part of them at all? Did you ever join them?
No.
They ever ask you? Because I'm pretty sure you're a...
No, I'm a registered anarchist.
Worse. All right. That sounds like an INTP to me. I think the 300s, community of 300 is made up of a lot of INTPs. Either that or it's like people that are like born. And like, you know, if you're not born, I'm pretty sure you have to be an INTP because... INTP is the most intelligent type. So anyways, you seem like an INTP. All right, but also your family helped with the whole Underground Railroad and all that, right? With the whole Civil War.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was on my mother's side of the family. They ran a station. And the building is actually still there. It's in terrible condition, but the new owner is going to renovate it, and he's going to keep the hidden room where the escaped slaves were hidden away from the slave catchers. So I'm glad that history is being preserved.
All the connections are there. All right, cool. Thank you. All right, bye.
All right, we're going to go to Angel in New York City. Hello, Angel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. I want to mention a couple of things. The first is the Council of Lucifer.
Okay.
The Council of Lucifer is the Rothschild Mansion in the United Kingdom. Is where the 12 Masons sit, and Satan sits at the top of the table, and this is where your orders come from. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. It's an interesting little story.
I read about it a long, long time ago, you know, and all the beast. There's a computer. If the beast stands for the Brussels Economic Accounting Surveillance Terminal. Years ago, I ran through this publication. I had a page. I had these men in front of the computer. It was called the beast. It was called the Brussels Economic Surveillance Terminal. Third thing is the power grid. You mentioned the satellite phones. The senators got the satellite phones. Probably going to cut the power grid because several years ago, when they had a hurricane and it was going to knock out some of the power plants along the eastern seaboard, some government agents, they were stationed at nuclear power plants. So I assume they're going to cut the power grid. You understand that?
I'm hearing what you're saying, yes.
No, because the music in the neighborhood upstairs, I hope it didn't drown out the background. Okay?
Okay.
Well, last thing is FedEx is tampering with packages also at the vitamin shop. I think I mentioned that. Okay?
Yeah, I seem to recall you were mentioning that at some point. Now, all delivery services have a problem with package tampering and pilfering.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Thanks for telling me.
Okay.
Take care, okay?
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, you know, The Incredible Hulk, the series or the movie, it was always about the rage inside the human being. So we're all capable of being Jesus one day and, the devil the next. We're all capable of lying, killing, and stealing. That's what it's about, man. All human beings are capable of doing that in the right circumstances.
That's true.
You know, I don't believe in no invisible dude floating around in the sky. And
me neither.
Like, I dug plenty of ditches. I never got deep enough to, like, visit the guy down there. So, I just don't see that, you know. It's, you know, more, you know, Mike, it's like religion is like transgenderism, guys, and, I mean, I'm Catholic, but come on, man, you know, when the missiles are flying, religion ain't going to save you. Transgenderism or Catholicism or Christianity, you ain't going to be saved. It's the real world, man, you know. Mike, on that Kramator strike, that was I hate to say it, there was collateral damage, but that was a pretty good hit, man, because I saw some British, some Canadian and U.S. mercenaries that got pancaked. So that was a good hit. So they have on-the-ground intelligence for that hit.
I have no doubt that the Russian-speaking Ukrainians, are easy to recruit for a network of spies.
It's just, like the geriocracy. I go back to when I was talking about how the video of the guy stepping on the mine with the Bradleys and that whole mess in that whole video. You guys got to look for that video. I mean, it's, and this geriocracy sending out, 80-year-old Biden or the Mitch McConnells, the Dianne Feinsteins, or just Trudeau, which Trudeau is not really a geriocracy, but he's in that neoliberal world. But they all send these young guys that will get killed, man. 25-year-old guys getting killed for Uncle Joe or the Empire, the United States of Empire. These people, Mike, I'm Ukrainian. Don't they get in Ukraine? You're going to be thrown away like a hamburger wrapper from fucking McDonald's. Excuse my friends. From McDonald's.
Don't curse on this here radio.
Sorry, Mike. I slipped. Well, Mike, they throw them away like a wrapper from McDonald's hamburger.
Yeah, they do. I mean, these leaders, you know, when you have a leader who is going to go to war, he has or she has consciously made the decision to see, you know, so many million of their population killed or crippled. And they'll do a calculation and say, you know, are we going to make more off this war than we're going to lose? If so, let's go ahead and, you know, we'll make sure and we print up lots of these little plastic medals to give to the families of the dead.
And, you know, I have to respond to Pete. You know, I called in the other day. I said, like, Lvov, you know, the Russians can hit Lvov. But, I mean, see, Putin and the Russians have to play, like, this international game. I mean,
yes.
You got India and China. They can't. I mean, if they went into Ukraine starting off just, like, flattening Kiev, and, I mean, it's hard to, you know, you got to go in and do certain things, and they got to play the international game. The United States really don't, because, and Britain.
Well, the United States should be playing the international game, but they really, our government still seems to think we are the indispensable unipolar, you know, superpower.
That's what I was going to say, Mike. We're blessed by God. And we're indispensable. We're the exceptional nation. And Mike, Britain and NATO, you know, Brussels, they all think the same way. You know,
yes.
They think that they're special and they can do what they want and lie and steal and steal Libyans' money, their gold, Iraq's gold, all these, you know, Venezuela. Remember Venezuela with the British? They just take it. Hey, man, I'm just taking it. And there ain't nothing they said. You can't do nothing about it, Venezuela. What are you going to do about it? You know, I mean, this is a wake-up call for all the nations out there. Get rid of your NGOs and bring all your money back home. You know, that's it. You have no excuse to leave your money in Britain, United States, Brussels, France. You know, you have no excuse to, you know, if you get, you know, ripped off now, you got nobody to blame but yourself. That's it, man, you know? And I think that's about it. Oh, France. Did you see that France riot because of the shooting of the Algerian kid in the car?
No, I missed that one, but I know there's a lot of rioting in general going on in France, which is why I was saying, you know, short of massive election fraud, Macron is not going to win a third term in office, even if they do change the Constitution.
It's not Macron. It's Little Napoleon.
Yeah.
Have a good one, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. And, Bruce, I may have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, a couple of movie references before I hit the topic. You know, Ursula von der Leyen?
Yes.
If you were recasting One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, wouldn't she make a perfect Nurse Ratched?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think she would.
Beware the helmet hair. That's what I always say, man. Just going back to Janet Reno and on forward, it seems like that's a key indicator of trouble. It's another thing, when you mentioned that guy who stole all that stuff out of that luxury store, and then they released him, and if you and me were caught, you know, driving without a license, we'll go to jail.
Yes.
It's incredible. And have you noticed,
I mean, they had him arrested. He's an illegal immigrant. They should, you know, arrest him just on that alone. And he stole something like $3,000 worth of merchandise. And they arrest him, and then they just let him walk out the police station. Zero bail. I mean, it's insane. No wonder we've got a shoplifting problem all across the country.
They're not illegal immigrants. They're preferred persons.
I don't prefer them. I'm sorry, I don't.
I know you don't. Yeah, well, along the same vein, you remember back in the 70s, the Charles Bronson vigilante movie?
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, well, no one knows about them now because they don't show them on TV anymore, on Netflix or nothing. You can't even find a DVD. They don't want people to get any ideas, I guess. Yeah, and so that's one of the biggest sins you can commit nowadays is, you know, taking charge of your own protection, like that kid up there that shot those three looters that were trying to kill him. Rittenhouse.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's crazy. And there's a lot of other cases like that. Hey, on RT.com, there's a story, Mysterious Illnesses Killing Cats Across Poland. The country's
okay,
veterinarian...
Bruce? Yes. Hold right there. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to be right back after these few words. 512-248-8252.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're talking with Bruce in Texas. And Bruce, could you kind of pick up where you left off?
Yes, a mysterious illness killing cats across Poland.
Yes.
A large number of cats have inexplicably become ill over the past few weeks across Poland, with some dying from mysterious disease. Polish media have reported initial tests have found that some of the deceased animals were contaminated with avian flu, according to the news outlet Notes from Poland.
Okay, oh, boy, if that avian flu has jumped species, we could all be in a world of hurt.
Yeah, well, how does that happen so easily? I mean, I don't know. Is it, it's in Poland, and so I'm going to leave it at that, and I'm going to jump to my next story here.
Well, no, I'm not ready to leave this here a little bit. I mean, it is possible in nature for a pathogen to jump species from the one it originally evolved in into another one. Now, one of the early explanations given for HIV was it had jumped from this green vervet monkey into humans. But there's something interesting. When a pathogen jumps species, it can always be made to reinfect a member of the original host, which was not possible with HIV. So that called into question that. But it does happen. And, you know, you can have spontaneous merging of different viruses. And that's one of the reasons why everybody's so interested in bats is they've got this incredible immune system, and they seem to be these flying blenders of different viruses that are interacting with each other.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I wasn't going to leave the topic. I'm just going to another story here.
Okay,
this
go
is
to
published
another.
In
okay.
Yeah, U.S. evacuated documents, biomaterials from Ukrainian biolabs to Lubav, Poland. In March 10th, 2022.
Okay, that is interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting there. And biological materials could also be specimens, lab specimens. And,
yeah.
You know, maybe they released some infected cats they were fooling with. Now, also, cats do hunt birds.
Yes, they do. That,
you know, considered as, were, as well. But I don't find it surprising. I'm not saying there's a link, but... You know, it's just how it goes. All righty, that's all I had.
All right, well, thank you very much here, and we're going to go to Phil in Florida. Hello, Phil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. What's on my mind is you mentioned DeSantis and what he would do with the border, and you may have covered this or not, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Took part in that town hall up in New Hampshire a week or two ago, and there's various clips online, and he had about a 7.5-minute clip on what, you know, the border situation, and of course he's blocked out a lot, and but I found it interesting that what he went down there, he researches stuff and finds out what's going on, and talking about the cartels using social media to recruit all over the world, actually. And there's people come from all kinds of countries. And, you know, of course, they get pay the cartels, and they get flights into Mexico City or what have you. And then there's buses to wherever they get near the border. And
yeah, and somebody's paying a lot of money for this.
Yes. And, you know, and then he finished off with talking about the rape trees, you know, when the cartels get their final payment, and the U.S. border agents have to watch helplessly as, you know, women and children are raped before they're walked over to the border. And you know, and he really is very good information, and I just wanted to put that out there. I don't know if you've already talked about it or posted it. I did send the link to the 7-minute clip to Peter in Los Angeles, because I know that he does submit stuff to the show, and I just want to encourage folks to have a listen to RFK Jr., whether you like him or not. He does bring a lot of research and information as to what's going on, and he's not pulling any punches. And you know, the whole thing with the marching in the Israeli parade, you know, he probably got talked to, man, you know.
There's no question. Every American politician has to dive into Israel if they're going to have any chance of success here in the United States. It's just the ugly reality of the situation.
Exactly. So let's be adult about it, man. You know, don't let that keep us from trying to say.
Hello?
You know,
dropped out for a second.
Hello. Okay. Like I say, let's be adult about it, folks, and not get hung up on that Israeli thing, you know. And he's a smart guy. He knows what he has to do to stay in the game and still be heard. And I'm just passing along what I heard. Thanks for the show, Mike. Thanks for all you
do.
All
right, you've got it. We got to take another break for commercials. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay.
Hi, Glenn.
Just getting rid of my Bluetooth there. Yes, you may have already touched on this. I haven't heard everything, but... last night on a late night, a prominent late night Northwest U.S. talk show host with whom you're very well acquainted, mm-hmm. had one of his, that should pretty much tell you who I'm talking about, had one of his regular military analyst guests on who asserted that what transpired with the coup attempt in Russia was that the CIA tried to buy off Wagner with a $6 billion bribe, mm-hmm. and that the head of Wagner went trotting dutifully over to Putin, and that they decided to split the proceeds with $2 billion going to Putin, $2 billion to the head of Wagner, whose name I forget at the moment or can't pronounce it too easily, and then $2 billion for resupplying Wagner with the redeployment of the Wagner troops over to Belarus as a staging area for a future attack.
Well, it's certainly not beyond the realm of possibility.
Yeah, it sounds plausible, and the pieces seem to fit. I had originally myself just had the idea that maybe this was just a tactic designed to flush out, you know, those who would turn, you know, just to expose them. But this is much more, you know, precise than that. And what else? Oh, there was another aspect of it that I've forgotten about. But that's enough for the, you know, for this call, I guess. I'm very frustrated because I had hoped I would recollect that. But anyway, thanks. I just wonder what you thought about that possibility.
It's certainly possible. You know, there's obviously a lot went on that we're never likely to find out the fine details about. But it was weird the way, you know, it was working and they were making progress. And all of a sudden, we're going to call it off. We don't want to, you know, shed any Russian blood. So that sounded kind of weak. Anyway, Glenn, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, good day to you. That caller from Florida. Yeah, to that caller from Florida, first off, anything's better than Biden. I get that, but that's the guy's got to understand. This guy, Kennedy's uncle, is a total imbecile. He's the biggest reason traitor that ever happened in this country in 1965, so he needs to look up on Kennedy's uncle, the idiot, the murderer. Okay, 1965, get the picture? Guy from Florida, you understand that Ted, Bobby Kennedy would probably be a sheep's in wool of sheep's clothing. I wouldn't trust him either. Maybe he's better than Biden, that's for sure. Now, let's go with Mike. I hope Jerry calls in, and I hope Sebastian Sweden calls in and gives us a rundown of what's going on in their countries and their cities. Now, I want to go back to this, Mike. Before we talk about any kind of insanity with this immigration, we got to get rid of these anchor babies. They should go back 20 years. Any baby that was born in this country has got to go back to their country of origin with all these illegals here.
There's a problem with that. There's a problem with that. It's called ex post facto. The Constitution forbids passing laws regarding events in the past. So that would get struck down by the Supreme Court.
Well, that's disgusting, Mike. And that's right there, an invasion. That shows you there's an invasion of this whole country of white Anglo and Northern European stock males and females to get wiped out and put us in a minority status. Now, and they don't want to come. They're not coming here to speak English. You can bet on that. They want to speak Habla Español. No other nationality or culture ever got to do that. The Italians, the Poles, the Germans, nobody. They get to come over here. All the hundreds of radio stations, TV stations, it's nuts. We're allowing our wipeout. This is going to be what? That's what you should be playing. Wipeout. What's going on to the white Caucasians in this country? However, we got to realize, Mike, these Jews are not our friend. The Jews, 22% maybe. But the other 78%, they're not our friends. They want our demise. They want us totally wiped out. And I don't care what anybody says. That's just the truth. And by the way, Mike, I was looking at some of the Old Testament passages, and you got to remember, even in the Old Testament, Mike, even after Moses parted the Red Sea and he brought him to safety, they still went and betrayed Moses and built the golden calf. What Aaron the brother actually starting that. Think about that, Mike. That's even in the Old Bible, not in the New Testament, when Pontius Pilate said, "I wash my hands of Jesus' death." It's all in the Bible, man. It's right in that book. All you got to do is open it up and read it. And it's right there what their demonic teachings are and their wickedness toward Christendom.
Okay, Tom, can we kind of back off on the biblical references and, you know, sort of back.
How can I back down when I see what's happening before to the founding fathers of this country, how they're all racist and everybody's
Okay, Tom, you told Mike,
Mike
that you wanted to talk about Biden and CPAC.
Joe Biden about CPAC. I want to talk about Joe Biden wearing a CPAC with marks all over his face, and now they're saying that he don't know where he got all these marks at. So he finally said that he had a CPAC machine and got all these red marks on his face. They showed a video of it.
Yes.
He's got all these red marks, so he's got to use a CPAP machine to go to sleep. I guess he's
that's very common these days. In fact, my doctor recommended I get one. I didn't want to bother with it because I'm right on the border. But, yeah, they're very common. My my brother-in-law uses one at night.
I would like to get one myself, Mike. I would like to get one, too. I think every American should get one for free. All the money we're spending on illegal immigration, why can't every American get everything for free? And by the way, Mike, Donald Trump, I found out, already paid in federal taxes $242 million in his lifetime for the federal withholding tax. I mean, golly, how much more do you want the guy to pay? And he gave his whole check up for president to charity. Donald Trump never took a dime for his presidential salary. And all they do is attack this guy. He gave up for 4 years straight. He never took a dime for the presidency. And he donated a lot of free time for charity. All the free time he could with speeches and that went to charity, Mike. But here, this guy's the devil. They want to lock him up for life. You got this criminal Biden with his criminal son getting away with bloody murder, being controlled by Israel. Mike, this whole thing is a cabal. And, you know, you say I can't talk about the Bible, Mike, but there's a lot of guests on your show that want to talk about the Bible.
Well, I understand that. I didn't say you couldn't talk about the Bible. It's just I wanted, you know, to kind of like, you know, sort of tone it back. And you made your point repeatedly.
Okay.
And, you know, I get very uncomfortable when people do come on the show and they cite the Bible to justify a particular bias against somebody. And we try and kind of avoid that.
Mike, I love Francis of Assisi. I love the saint that loves the animals because I have more respect for animals in this world than I do human beings. Human beings are evil. Human beings are nothing like an animal. An animal is nothing but, if they're your pet, especially, they're total love. And animals that go in the wild hunting, they do it because they have to survive. But man is just totally wicked. Look what's going on in this country, Mike. Look at all the federal laws being broken left and right every day. Nobody's being punished. Nobody's getting any kind of prosecuting. Nothing's happening to them. They're getting away scot-free, Mike. And you got these filthy billionaires with all this filthy money. And you know, they're talking about all these billionaires. You got on the billionaire list that... Oh, they're having a list now how the billionaires have been dying lately. Yeah, yes, you got to get on the list so they can talk about it. You know, Mike, the whole thing, and I listened to a show last night, Mike, and the guy, and I hope the guy from Chicago, Jerry, calls in and tells us the report. Mike, have you seen the FBI statistics, what's going on in Minnesota and Illinois against white Americans?
Yeah, it's horrible out there.
Mike, we're talking, you guys, people are talking about Russia. Hey, my friends, we're in a race war right here in the United States of America. White Americans are getting murdered left and right, break-ins, robberies, all kinds of insanity going against us. Even Afro-American Congress people are starting to talk about it, like Brian Donalds. You even have the guy that's running for president, Tim Scott, saying, hey, we better start looking at the bigger picture here, which I admire those two gentlemen for doing that. So, Mike, you know, we've got to get to the real nitty-gritty of all this nonsense. We are being subjected to from a minority to a supermajority, which won't be the majority much longer if we allow these little cretins to keep getting away with what they're getting away with. And we got to stop at all costs, Mike, because the majority right now is getting punished for being the majority who gave you everything. I looked at all the inventors in this country, Mike. I was there, thousands of them. And they, you know what, Mike? They all look like me and you. They're white Americans. Okay?
Well, not all of them.
They were
not
Hispanic,
all of them.
They
Let's,
were Chinese. Whatever,
Tom,
Mike.
Tom,
Mike.
My
they
turn, my radio show. There are inventors of all colors. Okay, George Washington Carver comes to mind. The guy who added the yellow caution light to traffic lights was a gentleman of color.
Yes.
There was a gentleman who invented the latch hook harpoon that revolutionized the whaling industry. And I'm sure there's probably a great many more. And white Europeans have made a tremendous contribution to our culture because initially white Europeans were coming on over here. But, you know, other cultures do have something to contribute. Now, I agree with you and with Teddy Roosevelt that when people come to this country, they should integrate into our society, obey our laws, speak our language, and just try and get along with everybody, okay? And, you know, but,
right.
Okay?
Yes. I agree, Mike, and I agree everything you're saying. And I'm not saying there was a great minority inventors. There absolutely was. You can even call, if you want to call Nikola Tesla a minority. There's great men from every aspect of the world. No question about it. But in the majority, Mike, in the majority, like I always state, in the majority, it was northern white European males. But all we hear is how bad white northern European males are. And every one of your calls that listen to your show, Mike, is fed up with it. I guarantee you that we're all fed up. Everybody, men and women, the men and women who call your show are fed up that we're being singled out as the bad guy. And it's got to stop. Because we are in the majority, Mike. We are not in the minority. Asphalt is telling the gasoline what to do. And it's got to stop at all costs. I've been saying that for years now. And all I see in the media, filthy lying media, is lie after lie after lie every day, every day, every day. And I can't, you know why? You can only glance through it because you don't want to even look at the filthy lie. You know it. You say, another lie, another lie, lie. You just can't chalk up the lies because it's constant. It's a never-ending ebb and flow with these criminals. And, Mike, right now, this country's on a very, very precarious teeter-totter, and it could tilt to the very bad in a very, very, very fast time. So that's what I got to say, Mike, today. And I'm okay. Fed up. I see what's going on with the medical problems, the medical situation in this country, how medically the country's been dummied down, how in every regard, Mike, that no cursive in the high schools, in the junior high schools or elementary schools. They're not teaching these kids. They write every one of these kids got to endorse a check with an X. What kind of insanity is this, Mike? Don't learn how to read that Bill of Rights. Don't learn how to read the Declaration of Independence. Or, God forbid, you know anything about the Constitution. Oh, no. They don't want it, Mike. But they, you know, I guarantee you, everybody in Israel is telling them, you better read their Bill of Rights in Israel. Am I lying, Mike? You better learn how to speak Hebrew over there.
Definitely. Okay, well, listen, Tom, I've given you a good chunk of time here, and we're going to say goodbye at this point. Thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Frank in New York. Hello, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. Mike, I think I've got a way where we can increase the listenership, okay? I don't know if you recall, years ago, Alex Jones used to put out something, okay, to attract attention to himself and have his listeners go in and Google it, and then it would, you know, trend more and more, and then he'd get more viewers. You know, I'm sure most of the people listening are probably on computers, so they can go to TalkStream Live. You familiar with that, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You know, there they've got all of these shows, okay? Now, you go on, you can hit whatever you want and go to that show. They'll take you to that show. Now, the more people that hit these shows, the more they move up, okay? As you go in there, you're going to see the top, you know, rated shows, you know, the big stations around the country. But as more people go in and hit, like, if they hit RBN, okay? Like, right now, I've hit RBN 8 times, okay? So, you know, if we could get, you know, 1,000 people to do that, do 5 of them a day, we could move that up. And the more you move up, when people tune in, they're going to say, oh, look, here's a station. A lot of people are listening. I wonder what that's about. And, you know, when people hear the message that you guys are putting out, you know, I think it kind of awakens them up to some degree, to a great degree, actually. I mean, you know, there's no other stations out there. There's some others similar to you guys, you know what I mean? We got Fat Mouth Alex, you know, he's out there blabbing all the time. You know, he has good guests, but, you know, he's not trustworthy, okay? He was down with that preacher over the weekend, and I went and I Googled the preacher. He gave us a big speech over in Israel on the 60th anniversary or something. I said to myself,
yeah.
You know, and I know Joe Rogan had a guy in there, and they accused him of being a shill for Zionism, you know, and he did come out with the dancing Israelis. Of course, he didn't stay with it. You still stay with it, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yep.
He kind of buried that, although I heard a recent commercial where they did mention it a little bit, you know, so whatever the deal,
well,
I don't know.
Well, it is kind of fading into history. I mean, you know, we're talking about 20 years ago, and we have more pressing, more immediate concerns.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. But, you know, still, that was, like, probably the greatest catastrophe that ever really hit our mainland here, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'll tell you, Mike, you know, you bring up the point. They got to straighten these elections out. You know, if they don't change something by 2024, whoever the Democrats run is going to win. They're just going to steal it again. And
yep.
I heard a woman the other day, okay, now I said to myself, Why didn't Fox? Fox supposedly gave Dominion, you know, what, $750 million as a settlement or something. And I said, man, they didn't even go to court. They didn't try that. I mean, I think there's people out there. I think Mike Lindell and some people said that you can actually hack these machines. But Fox caved in like a cheap suit. They just, okay, here's this money. You know, and then I was talking to someone, and they were telling me that, you know, Vanguard and the other big ones up there, BlackRock and Main Street or whatever, that some of those guys have ownership in both of those companies. So it really wasn't, I mean, we never saw the check. You know what I mean? I think they just said, okay, I doubt if they really gave him that much money. And this person was making the claim, although I checked it out, and it's tough to verify that, you know, one of these, I think it's BlackRock, owns a share of Fox and a share of Dominion. So if they got, you know, the sway here and they're swaying the money over there, it's really not a big deal. It's just going from one pocket to the other pocket. But for the people out in the, you know, out in the country out there, and they say, well, Fox paid that off, they must be wrong or whatever. I don't think that's the case. I think Dominion, you know, they're hacking those machines. People say, oh, it's the paper ballots. And we saw 2,000 mules. And we know that there was a lot of cheating going on there. And they were closing voting places down and telling people that they had a water main break. And, you know, they were pulling out bags of ballots. And they had a guy with a truckload bringing them somewhere. But, you know, with all of that, that's pretty cumbersome. You know, if you can get into those machines and flip-flop them, Mike, you know what I mean? It's just a flip of a switch. And you can do a lot more damage, in my opinion, than those other, you know, the factors were.
Well, yeah, and there was that report that was just released about the Dominion machines in Georgia, and now we have Georgia saying, well, yes, there are problems with the machines, but we can't fix them until after the 2024 elections. I mean, that's a dead giveaway that they're getting ready to steal 2024.
How ludicrous is that? That's crazy. Well, you know, just tell, you know, if people are out there, if you're on your computer, just go into TalkStream Live, you know what I mean? You go down the list, you know, you probably see Sean Hannity or some of those guys up front, the big stations, you know. But then when you find, you know, RBN and it's on there, hit that. And if more people hit it, it'll start moving up closer to, you know, the top of the list there and maybe get some more listeners. And the more listeners, the better off we'll all be, I think.
Yeah, that would certainly help RBN to have more listeners. The problem is that we're not on Arbitron, so we actually don't have a good idea how large our audience is. You know, we know how many people are coming to the website. We know how many streams there are that are active. But in terms of, you know, our radio shows and our video adjuncts get copied off and reposted and put all over the place. And we don't really have a good metric for our reach. Anyway, listen, Frank, I got to let you go. We're going to skip our last commercial break here. And we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I listened to Tom, and you earlier had a guy on talking about the Charles Bronson Death Wish series that seldom gets played anymore. There's a lot of movies that don't get played anymore. Another one is Zulu. You ever seen Zulu with Michael Caine?
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah. Actually, it was a very good movie, based absolutely on a true story, where 80 British held off like 2,000 Zulus, and they did it with single-shot Martini Henry rifles in 1881 or 82 or something. And the reason why they don't play that, Mike, is because Africa never invented anything. You came up with two that everybody knows. George Washington Carver, who wants a peanut stuff, God bless him, and everybody knows or at least has heard about the guy with the traffic light. You know, they always bring that up. But look around your room. Look around. If there's something that wasn't invented by a European, it's an anomaly. If it wasn't a European or a North Asian. But, for instance, Africa's got like a 15,000-mile coastline. They don't even have a shipbuilding industry. They don't make any cars. We've been making cars for 100 years, more than 100 years. And we made a million cars 100 years ago. And they don't do that. They have to have all these shows like Hidden Figures about the clerks who put us on the moon and, you know, all that stuff.
Okay, can I back you up here, Peter?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let's see. I'm looking at a list of African car manufacturers. There is Laraki, Kantanka Automobile, Birkin Cars. Toyota has a factory down there. Arab American Vehicles has a factory in Africa. Wally's Car.
Always somebody else's vehicle. Yeah.
Mobius Motors, Piranha Performance Group. Okay, but the fact is, there are in fact automobile manufacturers in Africa.
They're European or they're Chinese. They're not indigenous at all. It has to be brought in. They haven't invented anything. You know, there's nothing that they virtually, other than the traffic light guy and the peanut guy, there's almost nothing. And the reason why you don't see movies like Zulu and they have to have movies like Hidden Figures is they're mortified by it. And that's why they have to disappear our history. They're mortified by their absolute lack of. It's hard to say that they were even on Earth. Who's the guy? Dr. Livingstone, I presume. You know, Stanley and Livingstone. They came into Africa in 1870 or something along those lines, and met up in Africa. And if he looked around, they wonder where the whole thing about white superiority, or it doesn't have to be just white, any superiority. And you look around, he's coming from he's in the deepest dark where they're wearing grass skirts. They didn't have pants. You know,
Mike, calm down. Well, hang on a second, because, you know, it's a drastic oversimplification. For one thing, if you're going to talk about Africa, you have to include the Egyptians with them, and they invented a lot of stuff, okay? An early mathematics system. Certainly, look at all the art the Egyptians did.
Yeah, we're talking
hieroglyphics, written language.
That's north of the Sahara, south of the Sahara.
You kept saying Africa, 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 Africa.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And by the way, with those car factories, it's all almost most of it's North Africa, but it's all Mike. These are Arabic speakers. The whole thing with Cleopatra. Most of them were Greek, dynasties. But nevertheless, there's nothing. If you were Stanley and Livingstone in 1880, and there were universities and artillery and mass production and telegraphs and the phone was about to come in and all that. I mean, what would you think if people didn't have a written language, they were hunter-gatherers, and it was 1880? What in the world?
Well, you know something. Let me just do this because we're almost out of time. We've got a bunch of callers waiting on the line, and I don't think I'm going to get to all of them. Let's assume that you and I are having this conversation in China, and you're sitting there saying, look around you. Everything that you see was invented by the Chinese. You don't see anything from, you know, hardly anything from Europe and so forth and so on. And, I think every region on Earth, out of necessity, invents the things that they need. And it's a drastic oversimplification to say that white Europeans invented all this great stuff and all these other nations didn't.
Northern Asia. I said North Asia, too. That's right. Chinese got
okay.
a bunch
all right.
of
All right, well, Peter, we're almost out of time. Peter, we got to let you go. James in Vancouver, we're almost to the end of the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. How big is the Wagner Group? What is it composed of?
I actually do not know. I'll do a little research and post an article on that after the radio show is over.
All righty, sir. Thanks kindly. Bye now.
All right, thank you. We're going to go to Scott in Nevada. Scott, what's on your mind real quick?
Hello, Michael. I will make it quick. Wow. You covered several subjects in the last 10 minutes. Number one, race. Two biblical quotes. All nations are of one blood, and God would have it that all be saved. So forget the race stuff.
Yeah, I'm really getting tired of it. All right, well, listen, thank you very much, and unfortunately, we are out of time. The music is playing. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. William Rafilam is taking the microphone with Monica Schaefer, and they're going to discuss the sexualization of children and Planned Parenthood. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to financially support us, and we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.